KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, and at 7 degrees above zero, we look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 20. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. We do have some school districts that are starting 2 hours late this morning. That includes a two-hour late start for Creston and Orient Maxburg, 2 hours late at Riverside, Trainer, and Tri-Center. Also, CAM is running on time, but their buses are on the hard surfaces only for today. Well, the hits just keep on coming. More widespread accumulating snow to impact Iowa Tuesday evening into Wednesday. The National Weather Service has a winter storm watch will be in effect from 6 p.m. Tuesday through 9 a.m. Wednesday for central to southwest Iowa during that time frame, including the entire KJAN listening area. Expect the snow to develop over southwest Iowa early Tuesday evening and shift northeast during the rest of the night. Intense snowfall rates with the onset of the snow, and even through though the wind will remain light, visibility will likely be reduced at times during that time frame. Road conditions will also deteriorate quickly, similar to what we saw Saturday night into Sunday morning. Snowfall from Council Bluffs to Des Moines, Carroll to Osceola and Lamoni could receive anywhere from 6 to 8 inches of snow. And a winter storm buried much of Iowa and Nebraska under more than a half a foot of snow over the weekend. The National Weather Service had reported Sunday just over 8 inches of snow had piled up in Des Moines by midday Sunday, with totals a little higher in parts of southwest Iowa. About 6 inches of snow was reported in the Omaha area. Atlantic had received 9.5 inches of snow through 7 a.m. on Sunday, plus another 1.7 inches for a total of 11.2. Highways in Iowa were covered with snow over the weekend, and officials had recommended that people stay off the roads if possible. Police in Creston report two women were cited for theft in the fifth degree Sunday night at the Walmart store in Creston. 19-year-old Sian Sabre Hunter and of Oklahoma and 18-year-old Yolanda Annabelle Lopez of Arizona received their citations and were released. Saturday morning, 24-year-old Jessica Marie Larkin Hedgepath of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of possession of a controlled substance first offense. Hedgepath was also charged with possession of a controlled substance second offense and two counts of drug paraphernalia possession. She was being held in the Adams County Jail for Union County without bond until seen by a judge. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports Marshal Larry Adams was arrested Sunday in the 500 block of Prairie Avenue in Stanton following a traffic stop. Adams was arrested for OWI first offense and on two counts of child endangerment. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Red Oak police say officers were dispatched at around 7:40 p.m. Sunday to the 100 block of West Reed Street for a report of harassment. Upon further investigation, officers issued a juvenile referral for a 14-year-old female for harassment in the first degree. The teen was cited into juvenile court and then released to the custody of her parents. Red Oak police say a call about a possible drunk driver early Sunday afternoon resulted in a traffic stop on a vehicle traveling on the wrong side of the road. The driver, 63-year-old Gregory Allen Smith of Red Oak, was arrested for OWI first offense. He was booked in Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. And a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy was injured early Saturday morning after he and his SUV were struck by a semi-tractor trailer while they were on a traffic stop. The Iowa State Patrol reports that around 4 a.m. Saturday, 31-year-old Deputy Adam Fields was conducting a traffic stop on I-29 northbound at the 45-mile marker, and his emergency lights were on his vehicle. While Deputy Fields was making contact with the driver of the stopped vehicle, a passing 2018 Volvo FedEx semi struck Deputy Fields' Ford Explorer and then hit Deputy Fields while he was standing next to the violator's driver's window. The driver of the semi, 26-year-old Austin Vincent Oliver of Bronson, Iowa, had dozed off at the wheel, causing the accident. The Volvo ended up crossing over the median through the cable barrier and across the southbound lanes before jackknifing into the west ditch. The SUV came to rest upright on the shoulder, and the passengers of the vehicle that was stopped by Deputy Fields were unharmed. The deputy was transported to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs by EMS and treated for a leg injury and later released. His patrol vehicle was a total loss. Oliver was cited for failure to maintain control and taken out of service for being a fatigued driver. The driver of the vehicle that was stopped by Deputy Fields was arrested and processed for OWI. In our funeral announcements, Harlan Carey, age 73 of Griswold, died Tuesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Harlan Carey will be this morning at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Doris Louise Jorgensen, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died February 12th at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Doris Jorgensen will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Marjorie Carnes, age 85, of Marshalltown and formerly of Anita, died February 13th in Marshalltown. Memorial services for Marjorie Carnes will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Betta Jean Cox, age 95, of Panora, died Thursday. Funeral services for Betta Cox will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Panora United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Robert Leroy Larson, age 88, of Casey, died Thursday in Perry. Funeral services for Robert Larson will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Karen K. Brockman, age 78, of Shelby, died Saturday. Funeral services for Karen Brockman will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has the arrangements. Sally J. Burmeister, age 78, of Harlan, died Thursday in Omaha. A memorial service for Sally Burmeister will be next Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And a reminder for you, these schools are starting 2 hours late today. There's a two-hour late start for Creston, Orient Maxburg, Riverside, Trainer, and Tri-Center. And in CAM, the buses are running on the hard surfaces only. That's a check of the news brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.